Daily Rest, Wednesday, May 24th, 2023. Resurrection Evangelism. But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Him God has exalted to his right hand to be Prince and Savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." Acts 5:29-32. We must obey God rather than men. These are not your pre-Pentecost apostles speaking here. Before Jesus' resurrection, the ascension, and Pentecost, the disciples would probably have remained silent. But now, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and the good news of Jesus' resurrection, they were compelled to refuse to obey those commands by the Sanhedrin, the Jewish Senate. Filled with passionate anger, these political leaders threw the apostles in prison and commanded them not to speak in Jesus' name. No doubt those religious leaders went to bed that night assured that their political power would cause the disciples to cower in fear and be silent. Thus, Jesus' movement would be stopped. But what happened? Another miracle. During the night, an angel appeared, unlocked and opened the doors of the prison, and commanded the apostles, "Go, stand in the temple, and speak to the people all the words of this life." Acts 5:20. We thank the apostles for bravely speaking the word. When the Holy Spirit fills our hearts with the powerful message of Jesus' resurrection, we will obey the Lord and proclaim the good news that Jesus has died and risen again. May that start with each of us as we carry out our callings and speak to our relatives, neighbors, friends, and strangers about the crucified and risen Savior. Jesus died and rose again. He is still risen indeed. Thankfully, we are not being commanded to remain silent. Holy Spirit, fill us with the same zeal as Peter and the apostles, so that we bravely proclaim Jesus' name and his wonderful works to all people. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the CLC, located in Spokane Valley, Washington. Our website is gethsemaneclc.org.